really, really warm May all over Saskatchewan, all over Western Canada. Poor old Arctic, I think, was even warmer. So when we look at the stats for Saskatchewan, almost all the stations that we track, all of them were in the top 10 for warmest Mays. And for a few stations, Key Lake, LaRonge, and North Battleford, they had their warmest May on record.
So to put this into perspective, looking at the numbers here, anywhere between 3 and 5.8 degrees above normal. But when you look at the graph on the number of days we're actually at or above normal, it was quite significant.
There wasn't a day that we weren't within sort of our normal range or above our normal range. We never got cooler temperatures. There was just a couple days in there when things were closer to average, and the rest of the month was all above average.
Why did that occur? Can we say that El Nino is officially here?
No, it hasn't formed yet, actually. So we're still in neutral conditions, although it is warming. So we're kind of in that transition period between La Nina and El Nino. So it's sort of in that La Nada, we call it. But just one of those things, we had that big blocking ridge pattern that sat over Western Canada and dried the forests out dreadfully. And that told the whole story right there and set up May for all the fires and then all the smoke that came in.
Precipitation actually worked out pretty well. It was dry when most of the people were seeding, except for the southeast. And then we got that rain right at the last week of the month.
Yeah, the pattern switched over that last week of May, and we kind of got into more of a southerly flow from the upper atmosphere, and that brings us much warmer and moister air, and it can hold a lot of moisture, and that sets a tone for those thunderstorms that they seem to be sort of, you know, they are hit and miss, but everybody seems to have been picking up a little bit of something with those thunderstorms, so that's been really helpful.
Not every area was lucky enough to see that. It looks like it was pretty dry up at Meadow Lake.
Yeah, it was more the southern half of the province that picked up most of that moisture in the central and northern Saskatchewan. They're just now getting into that pattern just because we're into the next week. So they're just getting into that pattern where they're starting to pick up some moisture. So hopefully they can gain some ground because poor old Meadow Lake had their seventh driest May on record.